Thank you very much for that. There was a lot of grief being released. A lot of grief. So if you find that over the next tonight and over the next few days, if you feel like you're purging or crying or old memories come up, then just let it go. Just release and let it go, and just know that, you know, the energy transmission is assisting to bring up all these old emotions that need to come up to the surface and be released to do so. All right? Just let them come free. I know you're still releasing a lot, James. And a lot of people are still downloading that energy to help them release those buried emotions. Great. Okay. Anything you want to add to that, James?
No, I think that's fine.
We're good. Okay. So for those of you that are using the energy paper, please continue to do so. Those of you that have the stickers, you know, do that as well. And, you know, combined with this Lung Chi transmission, the energy paper will continue to assist you. One thing that we want to add that we worked a lot on the retreat this weekend is bringing, raising vibration up to 528. So a tip that I would recommend everybody do is as you're using the energy paper, you know, as you have it on you, if you want to hold it, just, you know, throughout the day when you remember, just call on or say 528. As you're doing that, you're assisting yourself to connect and call on that energy. And that will be of a great assistance over the rest of the summer and leading into the fall. So it's very easy to do. You know, we've already had experiences with doing that and how it's been eliminating anger and so on and so forth. So just, you know, just even right now, if you sit quietly and just, whether you say it out loud or whether you say it to yourself, if you just say the numbers 528, and then just notice how you feel with that. All right? Anything you want to add to that, James?
Yeah. Does anyone have some feedback right now?
Yes.
How you feel during the process?
Yes. So if you have feedback for us right now, if you're on the phone, then just hit *2. And I will add you in. If you are listening via the webcast and you want to give us your feedback, then please just type it in the Q&A section and I'll read it out, okay? So I have one hand raised, and it looks like it's from Las Vegas, Nevada. This area code 702-606. I'm going to open up that line, okay? One second, please. Hello, who's on the line?
Hello, Antonio. It's Belinda.
Hey, Belinda, honey. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great, thank you. Doing wonderful. What I felt while I was going through this, at first I felt a large amount of pressure, like on my chest, heavy pressure. And that lasted for, I would say, almost the whole time. Towards the end, it was completely gone. And I felt like this huge feeling of gratitude that my life was just playing out perfectly, and I actually connected with that. It was really strange. It was very good. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So that's what happened with me.
Beautiful. And then how are you, is the pressure still there, Belinda?
No, it's gone. Completely gone.
Did you feel
emotion? I've been wearing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Pardon me. I've been wearing the energy paper. I've been doing it with the energy paper and wearing it for almost since the beginning when you and James first put it out there. So, and I'm wearing it today, too, while we were doing that.
Awesome. Good. So, any comment you want to make, James?
Next time when you feel pressure, to ask for merging.
Mm-hmm.
Just say merge.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's also something we'll have to do an update call, James, everybody. But that's also for any of you listening when you're doing the activation, the transmissions, or using the energy paper like Sifu James was just saying. If you're feeling pressure or a block in one area, say merge, and maybe say it a couple times until you feel it, the energy releasing in that area. That's something we also worked on a lot on the weekend. All right, anything else?
No, anybody else on the line?
Okay. Thanks, Belinda. I'm going to turn off your line. And if anybody else that's listening right now via the telephone wants to share what they experienced during the Qi transmission, or if you want to type it in the Q&A section, then I will read it out for everybody. Because as we give feedback back to Sifu James, then he goes back and modifies things so that can best assist. So Peter is saying, my back and neck were cracking. I felt a flow of energy, and I had a shudder shake as Sifu was burping. Very, very good. So that's from Peter.
Yeah, because I was burping for most of your energy.
Yes.
Bad energy.
Yeah. I know that you were absorbing a lot of energy with that. Thanks, Peter. Keep up the great work. Anybody else that would want to share what they experienced or saw during that? That'd be great. So, Janice, I see your line open. I'm going to open you up. Okay, 1 second. Hey, Janice.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Thank you, and James, for doing this. And I just wanted to say that I did find myself coughing a lot through it. And then it stopped, and that feels fine now. But I just wanted to add that.
Did you say emerge when you were having the coughing experience?
No, I forgot about that until you said it now. But
it's okay. I was doing it continuously for everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for tonight and for the whole weekend.
Oh, our pleasure, sweetheart. Anything you want to add to that, James?
No, that's fine.
Excellent.
Actually,
work,
the coughing actually clear up the lung.
Good. Thank you.
Beautiful. And thanks, Janice.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to contribute their experience, what they felt, or and once again, you can do that by hitting just start 2, or if you have any question on the energy paper. So you can do that by just hitting star 2 on your telephone, or just submitting it in the Q&A section and typing it in the Q&A section, and I'll read it out loud to everybody. All right. Good. No, I don't see anybody saying anything. Oh, hold on. I think we're good. Okay. Let me check the Q&A section one more time. Okay. So I think we're all good for tonight. So there's just one thing I'd like to wrap up with telling everybody, which is that if you're using the energy paper to create water, that's absolutely wonderful. Continue. And just a little tip from the weekend is that if you're using the energy water and, you know, drink as much as you like daily. And yes, it's fine if you heat it up to make coffee or tea, although you may find that it reduces the caffeine in your beverage, which is even better. But just a point that Sifu James had made over the course of the weekend is a question had been asked is, you know, how long should you continue drinking the energy water and how much? And the response is when you take the energy paper to make your water, the water should taste fresh and sweet. And continue drinking it as long as it does so. When you get to a point that if you go to drink the water and the water tastes almost foul or bad, then that's a sign that you've had enough of it. And I think everybody that we spoke to on the weekend had not reached that point. Therefore, it's still a benefit to continue drinking the water that you can make for yourself using the energy paper off the website. Okay? It's a little tip to pass on to help everybody out. Okay, great. If we don't have anything else, then I think we're good for tonight, James.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
And just to give everybody a little bit of an update, if anybody's in the Ottawa area, Angela is hosting an energy circle this coming weekend, so please do email me if you are in the Ottawa area with friends or family, and I will forward your email to Angela so that you can get all the details. This should also be up on Sifu's website, which is jamessu.ca. And this will be, I think, the last energy transmission for the summer. In August, we're going to be taking a bit of a break online, although there'll be stuff posted, but I think that'll be it for live programs. We'll resume again in September. And I am setting up between Sifu James and Franco and myself to do an energy healing circle online, because I know that everybody remotely wants to be part of it but cannot be in either Toronto or Ottawa. So I am looking to set that up, and I'll let you know as soon as those dates and times are fixed, okay? So other than that, everybody, I send you great love. Once again, thank you, Sifu James, for being part and assisting everybody. It's always wonderful to be with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And all of those online and listening to the replay, we thank you for being together and co-creating this. We send you great love. Namaste, and until we get together again. Good night, everybody.
Good night.